The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family-owned and operated, and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
Well, it's only August, and the next local election is not until May, but some candidates, state and local, already announcing their intentions to run. Others, like Greene County Sheriff Wesley Holt, have said it's time to step down, at least from that job.
How old was Deputy Wesley Holt when he started?
21.
You did meet your wife during this run here, right?
Well, I did. She came in as a student, doing her student riding through Walter State Community College. There was a criminal justice class. She had to come in and ride with the department, and that's how I did meet Michelle, yes.
Okay. And the aforementioned Michelle and you are getting ready to be grandparents?
That is correct. We're due a grandchild later on this month.
Wesley does plan to run for one of three county commissioner spots in the 5th District. In his own unique way, 5th District Commissioner Lloyd Hoot Bowers told me during the week that was, he is not seeking re-election. By the way, happy birthday, Hoot. He turned 81 on Friday. On Friday, you heard a number of audio cuts from Greene County Emergency Management Agency Director Heather Sipe, who addressed the Greene County Republican women during their meeting on Thursday. Here's some more audio from Heather on Thursday describing the days leading up to the disaster, the day the floodwaters hit, and the recovery efforts still ongoing.
Our community stepped up. Everybody stepped up. Nobody took credit for everything. We all worked together to get everything accomplished. I have total faith in our response agencies, our key officials, utilities, road crews, everything. We were as prepared as we could have been, hands down, hands down. There's a lot of dynamics that go on to a response in an emergency situation. The Emergency Operations Center is up at the EMA office where we are, and there was hundreds of people that moved through that Emergency Operations Center and made decisions for our county to take care of our community members. And I, like I said, hands down, I will say we have the best responders in the region. We have the best officials in the region. And you all can clap because I'm right there with you. We're highly blessed.
Emergency Management Agency Director Heather Sipe. You know, as you begin to mature, well, I'm a guy, as you begin to get older, you might start thinking about giving back to folks, like maybe the Greene County Anti-Drug Coalition, or maybe even Greene County AidNet. Greene County AidNet continues to assist victims of the September 2024 flooding. The group held its monthly meeting on Tuesday at the partnership. Two notes of thanks from those who lost their homes in the September flooding, but are now back in new homes, were read during the meeting. And both of those wanted to assist AidNet moving forward to help others. That brings us to some comments from another AidNet volunteer, Narda Tabor. She met the folks in October and recently visited their house under construction. I'm not sure who got more of a blessing out of this, the folks who were getting the visit or Narda.
I don't know about you all, but the money and the volunteers that AidNet has supplied to them, critical items that were given to them, they have put all of this to very good use. And the grandmother was telling us about one incident right after it happened. This lady stopped her car in front of the house where they were building and jumped out, handed her a check, and told her, you know, to use it for whatever they needed. And of course, she was just taken aback, you know, because of all the generosity. The neighbors there have really jumped in to help these folks, and along, of course, with all the organizations like AidNet and all of them. God has used a lot of generous people in this county. We had relayed this to the family, and they are very aware of God's work in it, and they talk to us about how God is working. And they want to share in the future with others around them about how God has worked, also anything that they can do to help others out there.
That's Narda Tabor with AidNet. Tomorrow, the week ahead. For the week that was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop, I'm Bobby Rader, Radio Greenville News.